faith, business, politics. The Warren Alvin Show.
I listen to Darren Alvin on The Warren Alvin Show. He talks about faith, business, and politics.
Don't miss
a single episode. The Warren Alvin Show with Darren Alvin. You need to stay tuned in.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today on The Warren Alvin Show. I am your host, Darren Alvin. So excited you can be with me today on the 26th of November. Man, I almost said December. This year is so close to being over. I got to tell you, you should be really excited about 2018 because it is an opportunity for you to really go forward into what you have on your heart. Now, today, I'm not going to speak to you long, but I wanted to take time first and foremost to thank all of those who decide to listen to my show. At the end of the show, I'm going to make sure you guys make sure you tune in and listen to the commercial. Got a great deal going on for my book, The Power of Customer Service. Really want you to check that out. It's on sale for $2.99. Give it to someone who's looking to grow their business or to build their business or just want to be a better version of themselves. Everything always surrounds customer service, I should say. Customer service, it is the center of all types of businesses. And believe it or not, you are in a business even if you don't own one. You're in the business if you are working on a job. You have to perform for others. You have to excel for others and you have to be good at what you do. Well, the power of customer service can help you get over the hump and really focus on the things that's necessary and critical to becoming a better version of yourself. But with that being said, I want to talk to you today about change. I think it's so important as we go into 2018 to focus on change. And what I really want to talk about is change with no movement is counterproductive. Changing without any movement is counterproductive. And in order to be effective, to do what you are called to do what you are passionate to do, you have to realize that just saying I'm going to change is not enough. But it has to be backed up with productivity. And so we want to talk about that today. And I want to give you 3 points today to focus on, because I really believe that as we go into the year 2018, it is so critical and so important for you to understand this principle. So many people decide to open up their business and they decide to make changes and they decide to move forward into something new and different in their lives. And I can't tell you how many times that people say that they're making changes without any movement. And that is really hard to do because you can change your mind, but if you don't back up what your mind has changed with your actions, it is null and void. In other words, there's an old scripture that says faith without works is dead. Faith can be the change, but your movement is the action. Your works is the actions to move things forward, to change in your life. And so it is in business. You can say that you want to have a change in 2018. You can say that, hey, my life is going to be different. My business is going to be different. But if you do not focus in and have some movement behind that change, it is all for nothing. Let me give you an example of this important point here. For example, New Year's is coming up pretty soon, and most people say that around New Year's that they want to lose weight. That's one of the number one goals. Everybody want to lose weight for New Year's. And what most people do is they'll join the gym. Well, you can join the gym, but if you don't go consistently and lift the weights and do the cardio and do all the things that's necessary to do it, you can have the change all you want, but you need the action behind the change to make the difference. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because in 2018, it's about putting action behind what your change is going to produce. What you expect in life, it has to have some action behind it. It will not happen just miraculously. I'm amazed at all of the entrepreneurs that have great ideas, but never, ever put any type of action behind those ideas. Let me tell you, the difference between those that are successful in business and those that are not is the fact that those who are successful decided to take their ideas and put some work behind them. You have to be willing to do the work in order to achieve the goal. Let me say that again. You have to be willing to do the work in order to achieve the goal. So change with no movement is counterproductive. And that's what we're talking about today. Being productive enough that you produce the change that you want in your business. Now, one of the evidence, again, of successful people is that they can bear some type of fruit. Hear me again. One of the evidence, this is only one evidence, but this is a good evidence of successful people in successful businesses is that they can produce and bear the fruit or results. If you are only talking and not walking, you can't produce the results. So here is the test. It's not about ideas. It's about results. There are thousands of people, millions with great ideas, but if you don't back it up with results, it's just another idea that no one knew about. And so that is the difference between successful entrepreneurs, those who wants to be successful in business, successful in family, successful in your careers. You have to be able to not only have good ideas, but you have to be able to produce results. So again, one of the evidence of successful people is that they can produce results. They can bear fruit, as a farmer would say. They put in the time, they put in the work in the ground. They, you know, when you think about a farmer, he does a lot of legwork. I'm doing some business in Canada and I have to drive past farms almost every day. And I see those guys out there early in the morning tilling the land. When no one else wants to get dirty, they're getting their hands dirty. When no one else wants to get out there and be a success, they're getting out there picking up the trash, tilling the land, getting on the tractors, and they're doing the hard labor because they expect a certain harvest and a certain result at a certain time of the season. And that's how it is with successful people. If you're going to get the results that you're looking for, you have to be able to do the work. There was an episode that I did not so long ago, and it talked about put your money where your mouth is. In other words, you know, don't just talk about it. Be about it. Do something. Faith without works is dead. You need to have some type of work behind the action that you're looking to achieve and the goal that you're looking to achieve. So point number one is change without no movement is counterproductive. Point number two, we said one of the evidence of successful people is that they can produce results or fruit. They can produce results. If you are with someone that says that they're an entrepreneur and they cannot produce results, then you might want to rethink who you are getting your advice from, because you need to get advice from those who actually can produce results. Point number three, we have to spend more time listening to mentors and not our contemporaries. Spend more time listening to your mentors and not your contemporaries. Because here's the reality. Your mentors can get you to the next level and have you on a mindset that you can move forward to your goals. But your contemporaries, oftentimes, they argue and they fuss amongst where they are. Focus on your mentors, because those are the ones who are going to help you get to where you're going to go. Don't focus with your contemporaries, those who are right there where you are. Go and look towards people who are doing things on a higher level than you expect to achieve. It's interesting to me because many of us would get advice from people who've never been in the industry. I mean, and in our line of work that we're looking to do, many of us will get advice and seek counsel from people who can absolutely not help us. When you are looking to operate on a certain level, you have to change your trajectory by getting information from a source that you normally don't get it from. In other words, focus on your mentors. Focus on those who you aspire to be. Focus on those who can pour into you at a level and at a pace where you can absorb it, and then you can take that information, process it, and move forward into whatever your goals are. This is such a critical point because, again, I can't stress to you the fact that so many people fall by the wayside because they cannot shift gears from getting advice and focusing on their contemporaries, those who are next to them, versus getting the advice from their mentors. You know, I have several mentors. Some of them don't even know that they're mentoring me. You don't necessarily have to sit in front of someone for them to pour into. Get their resources. Get the things that they're doing that's going to help you and pour into you. Buy a book. Invest into yourself so that you can be effective in what you are trying to achieve. Now, my last point, and I told you I'm not going to be before you long, but I definitely want to touch base with you on this one. Change does not work without movement. Because even with change, there needs to be productivity. You can't just say, I'm going to change without movement. And that's the whole idea. There has to be a level of movement. There has to be some friction. There has to be some resistance. There has to be something that is turning that's going to help you get to where you want to go. It's funny because you can say that I'm changing directions and I'm going to a total different direction in my life. But if you don't actually start moving on it and start acting on it, you're going to be the same place that you were last year. You know, what do we say the definition of crazy is? Doing the exact same thing, expecting a different result. It's not going to happen. You have to do something different. You have to get out there. You have to mobilize yourself, and you have to fight through some things in life in order to get to where you want to go. So I want to say that again. Change does not work without movement. It will absolutely not work without movement. Stop saying that in 2018, I'm going to change some things if you're not willing to do the work. Stop saying that, hey, look, I'm going to open up this business if you're not willing to really get out there and do the research and really make sure that you've tested the waters and you've pressed ahead and you've done some things that you've never done before. Hey, look, this is about you and your destiny and where you want to go. And so I want to end this by saying that this is your year to change. This is your year to make something different out your life. This is your year to accomplish some goals. This is your year to establish that business. This is the year for you to make that career move, but you cannot do it on the same level that you did it before. You have to rethink your mindset and make a decision that you are going to start moving in the direction that you need to move. You know, I think one of the most critical things for those who listen that from the Christian perspective that happened to the children of Israel. And when you study, biblical history, was the fact that they didn't really want to move. They wanted things to be the way that they wanted them to be. And when God wanted to take them to somewhere else, they didn't want to go. They wanted what they were used to. And you cannot get what you're used to and cannot be so hooked on it and think that you're going to get to where you need to go to. He was trying to take them to something, but in order to get to something, they had to go through something. And many of us don't want to go through anything to get to something. I'm going to say that again. Many of us don't want to go through anything in order to get to something. And you have to be able to go through it to get to it. Let me say it again. You have to be able to go through it to get to it. Change is necessary, and it's not just a word. It is a lifestyle. It is action. It is movement. It is not saying that I'm just going to get the gym membership, but no, I'm going to actually do the work. I will still be 50 pounds heavier if I get the membership and not do the work. And that's what we're talking about here today. You can make the necessary changes in your life, in your business, if you're willing to do the work. You got to go through it. in order to get to it. Well, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Again, China, you are really coming in strong. Thank you for everyone in North America, Canada, that's listening into us. We got a lot of people from Europe now and in the Asian area of this world. I got to tell you, I'm so excited about what's happening. If you want something different, you got to do something different. So again, check out this commercial. It's a gift that I'm giving to you guys, $2.99. Give it to somebody. If you want to be better at who you are and become a better version of yourself, The Power of Customer Service is on Amazon. Check it out, Kindle. It'll bless your life. It'll change your life. Only $2.99. And it will help you with some foundational principles that you'll need to get to the next level. Take a listen to this commercial, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to you again next week. Have a great one.
The advent of doing business online has changed the world. However, one thing has remained the same. Most businesses rely on the customer, and customer service is very important. The Power of Customer Service, How to Make It Work for Your Business by Darren Alvin, treats you to an insight into what makes for great interaction with your customers and why it is so vital. Download the Kindle ebook now for only $3.99. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Warren Alvin Show. Be sure to tune in next time when we discuss faith, business, and politics. Please follow Darren Alvin on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again for listening. It's The Warren Alvin Show.